And now to a dirty secret about laundry detergents. Some are so ineffective, you're better off just washing your clothes in water. That's according to tests carried out by Consumer New Zealand on 55 liquid and powdered clothes cleaners. And it turns out that some of the pricier products are the worst performers. Here from Consumer New Zealand to talk us through the results is James LePage. Hey James, were you surprised at how bad some of these results were?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it for a few years now, so quite often you have some that don't perform so well, but we've got a good lump of them this time around that performed worse than water, and that's never good to see.
So, I mean, how do you test them? On what stains, and how do you measure effectiveness?
Yeah, so we test in a laboratory, so we don't just grab our kids' dirty washing from the weekend. We actually buy in test swatches that are stained with different stains. So we've got everyday greasy grime, we've got baked on tomato, brass stains, blood, even chocolate ice cream in there. So the full shebang of what you might experience in your day to day. We run those through washing machines on a test cycle, and then just see how they go. And at the end of that, when we pull them out, we actually use a piece of equipment called a spectrophotometer, and that measures how clean things are. So it's not a subjective thing. We don't just eyeball things and go, oh yeah, this one's a bit clean. We actually use a piece of equipment to check.
James, your cell line is a bit dodgy. Maybe that's another investigation for you, but if I could just get you to move around a little bit, because we really do want to hear what you're saying. So can you tell us which were the bad ones, what's the worst and what's the best?
Yeah, I hope you can hear me a little bit better now as I walk to a different part of my office.
Yep, gotcha.
Good. The worst performers were, unfortunately, Essentials Laundry Liquid, Value Laundry Detergent, and Restore Concentrated Laundry Detergent Sheets were actually the bottom of the pile. They only scored 26 out of 100, unfortunately.
Wow, that's low. So does it carry through that, well, the crappy ones are the cheap ones?
Not always. So that Restore one was actually one of the most expensive boxes out there at $12.50 for the 60 laundry sheets in there. So it's not, price isn't always a good indicator of how well they're going to perform. The only way you can really do it is if you test a whole bunch of them like we did, and then we can tell you what ones are good and what ones aren't.
Okay, the best one then was what?
The Persil with a Touch of Comfort. So that one came out at, if you're comparing that 26%, this one came out at 91%. It did a really, really good job of removing stains, and that's the one I would point out that people should go look for. It only cost $6.50 for the box as well, so that was pretty cheap.
So with those ones that scored really badly, you might as well just chuck your clothes in the washing machine with no detergent whatsoever. Just go with the water, James. That's the comparable one with those bad ones?
Yeah, that's right. Water does an okay job, but you shouldn't buy something that does a worse job. Come on, that's silly.
Thanks for your time tonight, James. That's James LePage, who's from Consumer New Zealand. And as he said there, there are a number of those laundry detergents, and you can get the full list on their website. We'll probably link to it. Some of them were so ineffective, you're better off just washing your clothes in water.